Yeah, welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Rodriguez.
Yep.
Why are you cringing, Rodriguez?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because I'm here? What?
Yeah, all right. We got Rodriguez and we got Rich. Rich, you're not feeling so well all of a sudden.
Yo.
Why? Don't do shtick. Tell them about how you're going to vomit from having two cigarettes. That's funny. It's honest.
It's funny and it's honest.
I feel bad because I feel like I peer pressured you into it.
No, I asked you straight up. You weren't even like...
But I'm an enabler.
It's not even like you were like, hey man, want a cigarette? It was like me begging you for one.
Well, so, you can do a half hour, you think?
Yeah, no, you know how it is. Cigarettes like last like 5 minutes and then you're like...
Oh.
I love that's a girl who was a great influence on my life. The girl I knew who got me into smoking.
Who was that, by the way?
That Persian broad I sent you a picture of yesterday from Facebook.
Oh, the one with no breasts whatsoever?
Yeah.
Your
she
type?
Was like,
what?
She was like a chain smoker. She was like, you need to get into smoking.
Like it's a...
And I remember she like offered me one and I was like feeling so bad afterwards. Like, this is awful. And she's like, don't worry, just push through it. Fight it.
Wow.
Yeah, the more you smoke, the easier it gets.
It's so true.
But I love how she's like had no shame and just like, you know... inflicting this disease upon me. She's like, no, push through it, work through it, here's another one.
You're acting like she gave you AIDS, though.
Yeah, she didn't even bang me. That's the problem.
Did you get anything?
I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah, because I ordered langoustines on our date and stuck the sauce off my fingers, and it grossed her out.
That didn't get her wet?
I never saw her again.
What is long... Say it again?
You mean langoustines?
Mini, yeah.
They're like mini lobsters.
Like
okay.
Crayfish. Really like, it was like crayfish.
Good. Crawfish, yeah.
Crayfish and like garlic oil, and the garlic oil was like really good.
Yeah.
You have to eat it with your hands, so I mean, like, my hands were covered in garlic oil, and I started licking
it. Oh, you just sat there like it was a fucking KFC?
Yeah.
Was this a first date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, I'm really forgiving. I wouldn't have necessarily called it off, but.
Well, she was a cunt.
Yeah, I love the uncensored episodes. You can listen to the censored ones live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, but why would you? Why would you when you get the good raw shit?
Yeah,
here at InPapasBasement.com, downloading. Get us on iTunes as well. I don't think anyone does iTunes for us, but if you want to, we're there.
I do.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look
podcasts.
Up. Look up, yeah, under the podcast, you can find a Papa's Basement podcast. That's us.
The little Misfits icon.
Yeah, that's me, because I've never made an icon yet. It's just the Crimson Ghost skull.
Right.
Do you need an icon? Do you want an icon?
I do, because my buddy doesn't do... I've waited for months for him to do a banner for the website, so it doesn't look like complete shit.
I can make you an icon, baby.
Can you?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually her job. It's not like Carly. Right?
I
do this for fun.
You are a graphics person, correct?
Yep. I make things pretty.
Sorry, Carly. Love you, Carly.
Well, Carly can do the rest of the layout. I mean, she can tell me what looks good. Mm-hmm. She can mess with the settings on Thesis to make everything look good. But yeah, for actually whipping up a banner, you're my new best friend.
I think next door they're discussing kicking you off because of the collar that...
Yeah, that's funny. Please, that...
Marionette fellatio.
The threat of me getting fired is so...
Suck my puppet dick.
God damn it. That will haunt me for the rest of my days. But yeah, we're here.
Puppet dick.
Suck my puppet dick, and then the last call was just like F-bomb, like three in.
Yeah, no, it was like, what is, he's like, I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah.
And he clicked it off, yeah.
God, I wish we had a dump button. God, what do they want? You can do nothing without a dump button. You just sit there and cringe.
Yeah, you can't really blame anyone.
No.
All right.
Take the call. Could be Nixter. Original Nixter.
Talking about BJs. I'm sorry, blowjobs. Fellatio, second cock.
So she did
say
a,
whatever, yeah. It's good. This is
she did a whole article on doing that?
Yeah, but it was kind of like a chickly build-up type thing where it was like, I want to, you know, pin the guy's hands above his head and I'm the one in control. Like, literally, I don't want to get too into it on air. This is how you give a good BJ, ladies. You fool around, you're making out, you got your jugs in the guy's face. He's hard. Unzip him. Shove your mouth right on. Take all that business. And then when you're coming back up for air and it's coming out of you, like you swallowed the sword and you're pulling it out by the hilt,
Use your hand.
Let your hand follow it up.
That is vital. And I'm going to say, I just want to interject that. That was a really well-written article, and she states at the end that that's not her exact technique, and I would disagree with some of the minor points on it, but it actually was a very good article.
No, it was a great read. And like that.
Why is she pulling the punches? What'd she say? She's holding.
If I were the Monopoly man and I wanted a really fancy blowjob, I would go to Nixter for it. But but if I'm just getting my cock sucked, just like you were saying, Rodriguez, you make the okay sign, you wrap that around the guy's base, you deep throat him as you're coming up.
I think the point is you got to keep things going on. Like, yes. There has to be constant action.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm glad she also pointed out, do not use your teeth.
I've had that happen like one time. There's a brush of it. I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'd punch you if it wouldn't entail you clamping down.
I was actually shocked at some of my male friends who have told me how many times teeth have come out. And I can't imagine why you would think that was a good idea.
Who would think anything's remote?
I don't want any teeth near my lady parts.
Really? You don't want me...
I don't want teeth there.
You don't want me sinking my teeth into your clit like it's
Charleston
Chew.
No, in fact,
if you
could just take your dentures out before you do this.
Yeah, just give you a gum job. Okay. yeah, and to those ladies out there who want to know how to take teeth out of the equation because they're retarded, wrap your lips around it.
Yes, exactly. You sound like a man who's given a blowjob.
Yeah, I'm great at what? Yeah, make a face like you are impersonating an old woman who's taking out her dentures.
Yeah, the idea is not to, like, maintain your dignity for how your face looks, because seriously, you have your mouth all over him.
And no one's looking.
It's probably covered in saliva, too, like your face, so it's not hot.
If your face is down there, I can't see a goddamn thing.
That's true.
What? I mean, like, maybe I'm staring at the top of your head. I'm not looking at your face. No. What, do I have like a bendy straw for dick? Am I Mr. Fantastic? Am I stretch?
I don't know, do you?
Yeah. Am I Stretch Armstrong? I mean, come on. I think the idea is not crazy straw.
It doesn't have to be like so good. It just has to be not bad.
No, I get so bored during any time. If a woman wants to know if she's failed giving me head, it's when I pull you away and I just start jacking it. And I'm just like, just like, this is going to be faster. We all want to get done with this.
Yeah.
We got some sleeping to do.
It does happen. It does happen.
I got to go before your husband's here. All
right, wrap it up. Well, let's go.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's just do the hand. And my least favorite is when they'll sit there and just do like a little flick of the tongue against the tip. Like,
that's not bad.
No, that's not bad, but that's like, 15 seconds. You don't want to go on with that forever.
Yeah, and even during that, it's like, I appreciate you get points for style, but nothing's getting done. I mean, I don't know if women grasp like what a kung fu G.I. Joe grip a dude applies to his dick to jerk off. I could crush walnuts and I'm whacking it, you know? Like, I don't need you like barely putting your mouth on it.
In the beginning, I did not get that. I did not get that, and I had no idea. Now, I mean, I was young. I'm not going to say how young I was, but I was young, and I had no idea.
But
and
you passed the fourth grade.
I possibly. But yeah, you don't get it at the beginning, but I think part of learning is paying attention to what, for both sexes, paying attention to what your partner is enjoying and not enjoying. So if you try a lot of new things, you can just gauge the response. Because also, that article is really good and a good starter, but everybody's different. So
yeah.
Everybody's going to like
you. No one's cookie cutter.
I don't have that much experience because I'm a virgin, but...
Yeah.
Right? But
you've watched a lot of Cinemax.
Right, I've watched a lot of Cinemax. No, but like sometimes a girl, like they want like... They don't know what's going on. They don't know what they're doing, what's wrong. And it's like, it's not a lesson. Like, we're not in school. It's
you have to bust it out like maybe the third time. Like, do it the first time because then you're a prick.
Yeah. No, but if you want her to do something, you have to tell her that. And it's the same for women. If you want him to do something, you have to tell him. And sometimes you just have to flat out be like, no, do this.
Yeah. But like, I think for what we're talking about, it's like a whole tutorial. And it's like, I don't know how to teach that, I don't know how to teach anything.
That's part of the chemistry too. She may start average and you can build her up to awesome.
Right, yeah. I guess
a little guidance,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't even got one in like
2 years. I will say this. What?
Yeah.
How long?
No, I take it back. January of this year.
I want to say I'm rocking about 2 months, somewhere in there. Hmm. Possibly 3.
I'm not that big on it. Really not. I don't know. Americans love it. I know. It's like a kind of like fast food sex or whatever. But
we play dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Yes.
No, I like vaginas.
Yeah, that's valid.
Mm. Kind of with you. Kind of with you, yeah. Good. They do the thing. Mm-hmm. The mouth does the thing. Everyone does their thing.
Plus, it's like I'm kind of paranoid about the... Well, I guess that's more on the girl's side, but the whole STD thing, I don't know.
You really can't get much. I think maybe you can get herp, right?
Really?
From a blowjob?
You can get stuff. Yeah. You can get anything.
You can get something. It's scary for women because if a guy has herpes and you give him a blowjob, you can get herpes of the mouth. Awesome. You know where I want herpes? Where everyone can fucking see it every day.
Yeah, and it doesn't work the other way around. Like, the guy will be fine.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, he'll have crippling herpes around his dick, but other than that, he's fine.
But when it's not flaring up, you know, nobody will know.
I'm just not into it as the main course. I think it's an appetizer, but the main course is sex.
As we were discussing, it's a diversion.
It's a diversion. You know? But like a lot of people are just like, this is like, that's the goal, the end goal. Gosh, that's it.
Depends. You know? If you're not that into the girl, it's a fine end goal as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, if you're not that into the girl, what do you, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, that's, so. Like
if you paid $25, then.
Yeah, no. If I'm rich, I forget. Yeah. Like my Care Bear heart has to light up, and then I know I've met my soulmate, and then I have sex.
Oh, that's really cute. I like that idea.
If you're in a car in Queens and.
Yeah, exactly. And then Kramer knocks on my window, and he's like, what are you doing in there?
Oh, man. I'm thinking of those HBO specials. Really
no, I don't like to fool around with disgusting tramps I'm not into. I'm just saying sometimes you're not really feeling it, at least at first. And right, it's like, right. Test the water.
Could change your opinion.
Just exactly. Just dip a toe in the water. Your toe. That
so are we Love Line is now? Your is that penis. What the show is? We're Love Line?
Yeah. I'm Adam. I call dibs on.
Drew.
Yeah.
And I don't know who I am because I don't really know Adam.
You're one of the foxy broads that they
you
use on MTV.
From addiction to blowjobs. Adam, this person suffers from addiction to blowjobs.
And this is me making a working class joke about what? No.
Yeah.
Can't do a really good Corolla.
We can actually
love him,
do
though.
Our actual show material.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's a concept.
Really? Is that what we're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Joke that no one gets but us. Okay.
Peep show reference. Best show ever. Look it up on YouTube.
Yep.
God.
Nobody will.
No. Okay. Yeah, pretty much the outline was for hour two, get into what these two characters did with their weeks.
John's looking lovingly into my eyes.
Why did
We're
you leave...
making sweet mental love.
Why did you leave out the forked fingers that I'm running my tongue between? Was that... too much for them?
I feel like a third wheel around here.
Hey, what does original Nixter look like?
You can
like?
Hold the camera.
What does original Nixter look like?
She's a brunette who's, you know, kind of thickish with big boobs and stuff. She's...
thickish?
I don't know. She looks like she'll suck a mean cock. What do you want me to say? When she's in town, okay. I will... You can exchange numbers.
All right.
We can do the Pepsi challenge with her and Rodriguez if that's what you're angling for.
No, I'm just curious.
That's a good bit, isn't it?
The Pepsi challenge?
Yeah. Blowjob number one. Didn't taste nearly as... There you go.
That would be quite the show.
Yeah. That's definitely one I could get on board with. And you know what the secret gag would be? There'd be a third person. It'd be a guy. And I wouldn't take that blowjob, but Rich would.
It would probably be really good.
So it'd be like a glory hole?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just the Papa's Basement glory hole. And you never know what you're going to get. Maybe we get, like, a fucking Doberman on the other side.
You know, yeah.
You can't teach them to not use teeth, though.
Yeah, it'd be their rear, though. Just be, like, so tight. Didn't shave face. What's going on?
Oh.
Her tail's wagging. I can tell she's enjoying giving this blowjob. But, yeah, Rich had an interesting week. He does stuff, unlike me. And Rodriguez is in a band. Rodriguez,
three
aren't
bands.
You? Three bands.
Got an audition for another one tomorrow and talks about being in a separate, different one.
Name these bands, Rodriguez.
Okay, so I have Abrio and
Metallica.
Betty Noir and Pantera.
Thank you. And Dimebag's replacement.
I also have Cuddle Party, which is not...
Cuddle Party? That's a good name, actually.
Don't you just go on stage in, like, PJs and shit?
Yeah, we're two chicks in pajamas.
You know, it's just cool. A bunch of scenester guys who will go home and just masturbate.
Yeah,
like, they think totally. They're too cool for school, and everything's too cool until they get to their room and lock the door, and then they're using the same CVS generic that I am and whacking off.
CVS generic? What?
What? I don't even pay for Lubriderm or Astroglide or KY or anything. It's just literally like what you'd put on your fucking ashy ankles if you're...
That's one thing I just don't...
You go through enough of it, you gotta save money.
The lube thing. That's so messy. I mean, what, do you gotta take a shower afterwards?
What, do you just grab it and tug it?
Yeah.
And just roll your foreskin back and forth on it?
That's what...
Wanking. That's what masturbation is, damn it.
Yeah, man.
Good old-fashioned American masturbation.
Yeah, do you walk, like, uphill both ways, 15 miles in the snow to masturbate? No.
He's got sandpaper in his hand, too.
Get some fucking lube.
No, I've never done the lube thing.
Don't be a savage about it. You don't want the chick to think she's, like, sucking on a non-scaled fish. I mean, Jesus.
What? I actually, like, this last girl I was with, I had
the penis of a 12-year-old. That came out wrong. No. Soft skin, not size.
This little sex pack of condom, like, it was like a free thing, you know, but it was like not your crappy free ones. It was like an actual, like, Trojan.
Yeah.
But it was free, and it was like a pack with, like, lube and a condom, you know? And I'm like, oh,
you
look,
my condoms
like a
that could probably stop,
like,
a bullet.
Here it is. It's like lube, you know? It's like we didn't actually purchase it or anything. And she's like,
freebie
well,
lube.
What are we going to do with that, you know? And, like, just threw it out, you know?
That sounds like.
Well, I thought the girl would be into that, you know? But that's what it's out about.
That is also an individual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wouldn't want to fool around with some? What the hell?
I don't know, just free lube? Extraneous.
I like to be clean about my sex.
Right.
What? You do it through a sheet? What?
Yeah, exactly. As we discussed previously, last week.
Yeah, lube is really messy. Like,
as you twist your curly little sideburns.
My mustache.
Your rabbi sideburns, yes. Go on.
I like it to be clean. I don't need a mess. I don't need a puddle.
Yeah, just throw a fucking towel about. Down. Bang on the towel, man.
Well, I mean, sometimes I'm just saying things can't be helped, but I don't need it to be any messier than it's going to be.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I thought lube was like for like old people that can't get wet or whatever, like old women.
And rape.
Like, I don't know.
Nothing funnier than rape.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some girls that don't get their works, don't get that
wet. Yeah, it's a biological thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's good to have on hand. It's
maybe
good to
with
have on
you.
Hand.
Yeah. But not with the ladies, man. Leon Phelps.
Okay.
That was my impression of ladies.
Flawless.
All right, let's get to real material.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much you guys called dibs on who wants to go first. I've got nothing planned out. It's you. Rich goes to meetings with a bunch of Japanese people who act Japanese, which is funny. And he had a date with, was she Japanese?
She was Chinese.
With a Chinese broad, because Rich is digging the yellow stuff lately.
This is just the result of last week's episode of you guys working on my profile, and the result was this date.
Where you put the little Sanyo Hello Kitties everywhere.
Although I think she may have read...
It was a Hello Kitty.
She may have read my original profile, not the one we worked on, but I'm going to give you guys credit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're okay, keep it one.
And I think
right?
She liked the pretentiousness because she's like pretty, like, I think, given what she's like, I think she liked the one that we didn't work on. But
all right, well,
yeah, this is okay, Cupid.
I told you that.
Awesome.
That was a better one.
Rich has got two stories. He's got the crazy old Japanese guys, which was pretty funny. I was laughing my ass off before the show started. And he's got his date, which had a couple good laughs.
Yeah.
And then you've got your Rodriguez, you are doing a band thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of just want to laugh about anyone who's not pursuing that whole hog, like the losers you must play with.
I over the past 12 years I've met so many losers.
Yeah, because I gotta think it,
so many losers.
I gotta pussyfoot around this because I actually believe you're very talented given what you bring to the show, but I have to think there are a lot of people that
you are such a sweet liar.
Yeah, I gotta think there's a lot of people that work a 9-to-5 and the only thing that keeps them sane is playing in their stupid band like once a month, and they want to act like they're still a goddamn rock star who hasn't given up on their dream, but they're losers.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those. There's a lot of people who think they're going to pursue the dream of being rock stars who are younger and just really blow.
Yeah, there's that, too.
They're terrible.
But I think it baffles me, anyone who thinks they can get a band big not doing it 24/7.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can.
It's really...
Not
really talented.
If you're really talented, you have some connections and you really promote. There's a serious promote and luck thing involved.
I don't know. I think there's a certain amount of, like, some bands just aren't going to make it because they're not good. Like, you could be doing it 24/7 and you'll just never make
it. There's some bands who are awesome who won't make it, and there's some shitty bands who will make it. I know one of those.
I have to say, I don't think the doing it part-time thing is that – I think it's pretty justifiable given that even if you do make it, you may not even be making a living.
Yeah, you don't make
I think that's the worst part. I mean, like, seriously, if I signed a radio contract, I could very easily be doing that for, like, $30,000 a year.
Yeah. You don't make money at all. I do know someone who was pretty talented, but she quit her job and decided – she had some savings, quit her job, decided to become a full-time musician. Haven't heard from her in years.
She's dead.
Yeah, probably. She was a little Asian girl, though.
Rich killed her.
so now I'm killing him? Oh, man.
Buffalo Bills. I've
just been trying to learn Japanese because this is my way.
Because you idolize Rivers Cuomo and you're weird? Go
right. I listen to Pinkerton so much. So I go to these meetups and
Rich.
I went to one with because I was dating a Japanese girl and she went and that was kind of an excuse for us to hang out.
Is that how you got introduced to them?
No, I met her somewhere else. She's like, oh, let's
go. No, not her. I know she met you and her first question is, you like a Japanese agora?
Yes.
Perfect impression. Rich got erect. That's how flawless it was. How do you get mixed up in these I'm meeting Japanese people things?
It's like
you could tell me there was this. You're going to meet Greek people. I wouldn't give a shit.
Japanese
I hate Greeks.
People are like,
we're disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, these people, like Japanese is like kind of, you know, it's like Americans when they go in another country. They're not really going to like immerse themselves.
Yeah, well,
they
I'm
hate other people.
I'm
from
sure
other countries,
there's
you know?
Like, there's. So. Meetings for all kinds of like furries and crap like that. Yeah. I want to know like how you got into the Jap one. Like, why are you here?
Because I was dating a Japanese girl, and like at first we had to find excuses to hang out. Like, you couldn't actually explicitly
be
like, let's go on a date.
Is this Miss Saigon or different country? But
it was like just the one. She was like, I think it was like literally our first. It wasn't even a date because we met kind of in a way that wasn't like we didn't meet on a dating site. It was like, oh. She was like, oh, you're trying to like learn Japanese. Well, go to this with me, you know? And I'm like, okay. And then I was just there for her. And then like, we started banging and we never went again. But actually it's like a really good time. It's like 70 people, half of them are Japanese. Like, it's not just like douchebags trying to learn Japanese that like are American guys, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, actually really chill. It's like happy hour.
I think it baffles me. You like doing things.
Oh,
like, if you gave me extra time in the day, I would just be like, cool, so I can masturbate more.
I mean, this is just
more magic online, yes.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's just a happy hour. And it's organized by this guy. Koreans,
sounded racist,
like a Korean guy who's married to Japan. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, he owns a nightclub, so he's good at, like, organizing stuff. Like, he does, like, really good promotion
really?
For it. Yeah. And
they're good at organizing things.
Yeah. Like leading people, and it's like getting everyone motivated to go to it. So there's actually like a good turnout.
Would
and
you
everyone
fly
has a like,
your plane into an aircraft carrier for him? Is he that motivating?
Yeah.
Continue.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Stuff. Don't stare at me with those
the joke,
eyes.
The joke is the more like, I don't know, like, it's just made me thought because you hear about how like Japan's traditional and everything, but it's just because it's happy. I was just drinking beers and like it just cracks me up because these Japanese guys are just like such characters. The same way like Americans are probably like characters of themselves.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, speak English.
Okay, sorry. I just had a little.
Yeah, they're pretty bad at English. But like, well, this week was amusing because it was actually there's a bunch of girls, but the girls are just kind of there to talk to other Japanese girls to get their little Japanese thing on. And, like, the guys are just
they're
going
not
to
there
drink
for,
beers
like, white
and have
dudes.
Fun. Yeah, they're
like,
not there for white dudes.
Okay, sorry. That's...
Actually, you know what's funny? And this is, like, some weird stereotype, but, like, there's a lot of black guys show up to this thing.
Oh, to crush Asian ass?
And this one black – okay, here's the thing. I always have a good time. I always, like – I actually am like kind of like you. Like, I have trouble motivating myself to go to these things. I'm like, why am I not just
– Yeah, but you
home?
Actually do it. I mean, like me.
And then I just – well – this goes back to living with the parents thing, but like, yeah. I know I'm just going to go home and like my mom's going to yell at me and I'm just like, I need to get out, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
And, so whenever I do go, I actually have a good time. So I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, it's been a few weeks. I'll go like every couple months and I actually know, like, I'll see the same people every time. It's pretty cool. But this time there was this girl. I saw her. Like, it was like, I can't believe, I don't know. She was like so amazingly hot. Like, I saw her and I was like, okay, she is not. Because most Japanese girls, like, we're joking about my Asian fetish, but they're really ugly, actually. Like, they have messed up teeth.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, no you room just go, for that go through,
here. Come on.
If you're not looking at the porn
stars. You can
stars,
be racist, but you can't do that.
They're just, come on, they're just man, really not hot. I mean, like.
Jesus Christ.
Japanese girls just aren't.
I apologize. I apologize on his behalf.
There's not that many. Like, I think it's a land of extremes. It's like you've got the really ugly ones, and then when they are hot, they just look really good, you know, because they're, like, exotic and everything.
You need to go to AsianBusty.com, I think it's called. It's just Japanese chicks who are, like, 49ZZZ.
Right. Well, if you go to sites like that, you're not getting the real deal. Like, you go to this thing, you see the actual Japanese girls. Like, they live there, they're why? Here. And you yeah, see what they actually look like. You're like, they're not really that hot. Like,
no one just, needs that.
Yeah.
No one needs
this
that
one girl,
the table.
Like, this one girl, and she's immediately, like, staring at me. Like, I don't know what it is. She's a little, and maybe I'm nuts, but
she was
literary
staring
literary,
at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, but she had an ass. Like, she was sitting down, and I could tell she had, but she was like,
an Asian girl
she
with
wasn't,
ass.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I don't know
what's anything
going
with
on
ass already
girl,
has my interest. Proceed.
Yeah. She had an ass and she had a chest. And I was like, okay, wow. And she had like, she was really pretty. I mean, like, she had, this was a real deal. And I was like, I need to find an excuse to talk to this broad. And she was surrounded by black guys. Like, just black guys were just like, yeah, we're here to learn Japanese.
Did
like,
you hold your wallet? While you walked in, was your hand just in one of your pockets? Like,
so I was really pissed because I there wasn't any room to sit next to her, and I was just trying to like. There's a lot of movement, like people moving around. It's a happy hour, but everyone's sitting down. I'm just like waiting for a seat to empty out next to her, you know. And I'm just like, I need to find an excuse to talk to this broad. And meanwhile, all these other girls are talking to me.
Should have just screamed, "I have a bomb!"
Yeah, and these Japanese guys are talking to me, and I'm just like trying to make conversation. It's fine, you know, whatever. I'm just like, I need to talk to this girl, and then she leaves. At some point, I go to the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. She's gone. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm so pissed.
That's
and I talk to someone else, and they're like,
fuck,
yeah.
That is sad.
And I was like, who was that girl? And the guy was like, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm like, the really hot one. And I didn't even have to finish the sentence. He's like, oh, yeah. She's half Japanese, half American. Grew up in, like, Kansas or something.
Like,
one Japanese parent. And, like, I was like, wow. That
mixed
that.
Asian
yeah,
chicks can be pretty goddamn
so
off the charts.
She was so hot. And then so it's like a happy hour, and then it moves on to like a real bar for the people who really just want to get drunk, you know?
Yeah.
But like a good number of people go there, and like I remember talking to dudes afterwards. I ended up driving all these dudes home because I had to drive anyway. Anyway.
Okay,
this
Galo.
One, this one black guy was just like,
I said, I am not gay.
After a few beers, he started.
I love black men.
Did you go out for coffee?
No.
Oh.
I love black men.
This guy got pretty drunk, and, like, it started coming out. Like, he started just, like, nakedly saying how he was just trying to get in their pants the whole time. He's like, she's so hard. She will still, she was directly started going into, like, in the car. He's like, oh, because I was talking about how hot she was, and somehow that was, like, a logic pad for him to just start, like, making things uncomfortable. Like, he's like, I was trying to get her number. It was so difficult. Man, why is she trying to make things so difficult? And I was like, just every other guy would be like, dude, you know, some girls you can't just, like, get in their pants, you know. And he's like, yeah, but she's so hot, and man, she's tough, man, I couldn't get in her number. And he was just like drunk and like drunkenly complaining about not being able to bang her. I was like,
that's awesome.
I think black guys just like Asian girls are kind of into the black thing, or like, I don't know, they want to try it out because it's so exotic, you know, like that's like really exotic to them.
I
know,
like, I
black and Japanese thing going on there.
I just think everyone, even more than white broads, like everyone can kind of get down with Asian chicks, because
yeah,
like if you're
Asian
a black
chicks
dude
are into black dudes.
Oh, I don't know. I think everyone pretty much bangs everyone now. It's like Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like you'd fuck a
and
triple.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the triples.
So the world will
that's
eventually
you
look like Brazil.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, anyway, so it was just kind of funny.
Except
guy,
when it comes time to the kids, then I want my pure white babies.
So it just became. It just
when
became,
it's all fun and games, yeah, you can bang anyone. But yeah. When it comes down to the babies, we need them white.
I'm like a Jewish woman. I'll suck off the Italian guys on the block, but it's Dr. Feldstein is knocking me up.
So it was just funny because the girls were in their corner, and like we were just talking
is
about
the hot
girl. Is
there another ethnic group we can mention? So we just cover everybody?
Fuck the Eskimos. Fuck those blubber-eating faggots.
So we were just a bunch of dudes talking about girls and, like, Japanese guys going on about, like, big tits. Because I actually was one of the only, like, slang I know in Japanese is big tits. So I recognize
what is
oh
it?
My God.
What is it?
Ippai oppai.
Ippai oppai.
Yeah.
I know mass cookie means masturbate, like an imperative. So you can just walk up and you do that and the story died. Continue.
Wait, what?
Maskoki. It's like an imperative of masturbate, according to Uratsuki Doji, my favorite anime of all time.
Oh, really? Okay,
yes.
I didn't know that one. See, I think they have a lot of bad words, but
really,
the point is like, being
you wouldn't
drunk,
know it from woo-hoo! Their porn.
Once I got drunk, I just kept bitching about like how I just broke up with this Japanese girl.
Ippai, oppai.
I was like, Japanese girls are they're fucking nuts. You know, like I can't take it, and like I'm just like wondering. I'm talking to these Japanese guys, like commiserating a little bit, mm-hmm. and they're like, yeah, you should do it like American girls. They have big tits, you know, like. And I'm like, wait a second. And then I noticed this guy was like really like outgoing, like exuberant. He was great, like a really fun guy, like Kensaku. And he's just like talking about tits and like how he wants to like bang all these girls. And then I'm like, and then I don't notice these things immediately. I'm like, that's a ring on your finger, right? And he's like, yeah, she's in Japan. It's okay.
Like, how old was he?
All right.
I want to say he was like 35.
What's this guy
like?
He
was very youthful.
Okay.
He was a fun dude. And like, and I was just like, wow. But I don't envy like the woman he's married to, you know, like.
Which is normally how you evaluate your dealings with men, okay?
No, I was just kind of thinking about it. Like,
if I were married to him, would I really respect him?
But what would I feel?
And then, the only one of the only Japanese words I know is beautiful, you know? So I'm like, oh, your wife in Japan, she must be beautiful. And he's like, maybe just pretty. Like, at best, pretty.
I love this guy, too.
That's nice, yeah. That's nice. And he's like, yeah, and I don't say I love her. Like, we never say. We can't say, you know. Like, you can't say anything nice to your
wife. His wife.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's just like, yeah, it's okay. And this guy, like, lives in, like, Arlington or something, and he's just like, yeah. And then as soon as a girl enters the conversation, the guy was, like, so smooth. He's, like, such a businessman. He's like, oh, you know, hello, konnichiwa.
He's doing the bow. For those guys that can't see him on the radio.
He was, like, literally, like, I have to have your contact information. Like, we need to practice Japanese over Skype and everything. And then, like, as soon as she leaves for the bathroom, he's like, ippai, oppai, yeah, yeah. And then, like, just, like, screaming about how she teaches. And then we're like, wait a second. This girl, like, studies Japanese. She knows what you're talking about. Like, she's just, like, 5 feet away. It's just, like, this, like, 22-year-old, like, G-dub student.
Oh, God.
Grad school student.
And, I want to come to these now.
Yeah, they're really fun. Man. I actually have a good time every time. Like, just, you know, you can't really go wrong with beer.
You have to get some implants
there's,
first.
Like, a good – it's not just a bunch of dudes. It's not just a bunch of old – like, it's young people. I don't know. So – but it was just funny to see this guy, this married dude, just, like, going on about, like, broads, like, the way we talked about him in college. Like, yeah, maybe I can get this girl. Like,
I think maybe. Once
these are his wild years. He's moved to America.
Yeah.
Once you can't get it on the regular, like you really could get in trouble for banging something. You just want it like all the time. That's all I can picture in my mind. The instant you get married, it's just like I would stick my dick in anything else.
I really think these guys wouldn't get in trouble though. Like
I'm a keeper.
They seem to be pretty free.
Okay.
I'm really changing how I've thought about you, Papa Bear.
Yeah. No. Like, I think I could be totally in love with someone and actually be like, I'm going to get committed. And the instant that ring goes on my finger, it's like, God damn, what have I done?
So I guess the overall arc, the point of the story, because I'm rambling a little bit, but this Japanese girl broke up with me. And my solace is that whatever Japanese dude she ends up with is going to cheat on her like fucking crazy. And it actually consoles.
And she'll take it because she does not possess ippai oppai.
She really doesn't. And
she'll walk in on him like fucking a really busty chick, and she'll just go, hi, and bow and accept it.
Yeah, no, I mean, like she was telling me, like that's like 90% of dudes over there will just be like, yeah, I fucked around, whatever. What are they gonna do? You know, she's not gonna leave me. You know,
God,
no big deal. A different culture.
People just need to bang around on each other; they'd be so much happier. I'm sorry.
They kind of do, I think.
They do, but then the guilt gnaws at them.
Welcome to puritanical America.
Yeah, you know what? Like, you can have a wife and you love her and you bang around on her, and then she's like, yeah, I sucked off the pool boy, and you should be like, cool, is it tuna helper tonight? You know, what are we having?
Easier said than done, my friend. Easier said than done.
I guess.
But that was kind of interesting. And then so the I can go on to the OkCupid thing. That was the opening talk of my OkCupid date, was her saying she knows a Japanese girl.
That was the opening talk about your OkCupid date. I know what happened in the opening
date. The first thing is, yeah.
What was the opening for those listening at home?
Well, I don't know how to relate this to, I mean, I guess like, so we live in the suburbs on this show.
Yes.
All of us, actually.
Yeah.
I was jamming a screwdriver into my belly button to get Rodriguez's attention, but she wasn't looking.
I can't see your belly button.
There you go.
I can't see it. I need to see this.
I can just press it into my nipple.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. Good.
Continue.
Can you pinch the other one at the same time? That's okay. Nice.
I don't know. So we live in the suburbs. This girl's from the city, and the instant like
our suburbs are. I think we need to convey first of all. Okay, you're yeah. How far out?
Okay. What?
I'm a flat 20. You're easily like 30.
I put Reston. So like I'm from.
Physically, you're at least 30 miles outside of D.C.
Yeah, but I'm going against traffic, but yeah, so...
Just, it's still 30 miles. Giving mileage. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 30 miles. Yeah. I'm about 20. You're 10.
Yeah. I'm inside the Beltway.
Yeah, given traffic, your commute isn't quite as nightmarish. For those guys, for those unaware of what the Beltway is, it's a big fucking highway. It takes about an hour to go around the whole thing. It's just a loop around D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live outside it, it's such a nightmare.
If you picture an old map and, you know, very antique and little drawings of the landmarks, and then there's the Beltway, and outside is where the sea serpents are.
Exactly. Monsters be here.
Yes.
And I think, but I guess what I didn't realize about this area is that it's not like L.A., even though it is like L.A. in terms of traffic and everyone living really far from each other. I think in L.A., I get the – I don't know. I don't live there. I haven't lived there. But my impression is that, like, people hang out with each other from, like, anywhere within the city.
Oh, you're just resigned to driving in L.A.
And you're just like, yeah, let's drive, like, an hour to hang out with this person. That's what we do.
We're just fucked.
LA.
No, you're pretty dead on with that. And their mass transit sucks ass, too.
Yeah.
So it's just
But
cars.
This girl was like, so you don't live in the city? And I'm like, no. It took me a half hour to get here, you know?
And like, as you rightfully said, like, who gives a shit to live in D.C.? The only thing that would tempt me to live in D.C. is the fact that, like, most of my work takes place in or right around D.C., and I am slowly dying as I commute to work every day.
Yeah. That is the only reason to live in D.C.
Yeah.
There's no good
the
reason
cities,
to stay there.
Like,
yeah, and I was straight up
I'm not
like,
going to call it a shithole because I've never been, like, raped and murdered or anything, but it ain't great. It doesn't offer a ton. Like, anyone who acts like D.C. offers a ton.
It's not really urban. It's this weird kind of political
it's
city.
Artificial.
Yeah,
it's
and there's,
artificial.
It's not city life. It's not really city life.
Yeah, it's like we built the city and people work here.
Did we build the city on rock and roll?
Yes. God.
I can't really be offended. I can't really be offended by it though because I myself am like picking a DC like a city girl. So I'm kind of like it's like reverse snobbery, so I don't know.
But, no, yeah, why can't you fuck the chicks in like Manassas around
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we can browse through later and
yeah, you know,
that'll be explanation.
I never did focus on that.
It
why
is a
the
shocking
hell
difference.
Aren't you trying to slay Manassas chicks?
Because it's awful, man. Like they're just all like, I'm curvy and
okay,
I have
so,
two kids.
I lived in Manassas.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see you on
back
there.
Back when you were heavy.
No, well, I don't remember actually.
Yes.
I don't remember.
So that's like the opening of the day.
I was
like,
curvy.
So well, the great thing is that like the first
did you have epi opi?
Like, yeah,
back when I was curvy, yes, considerably more epi.
Somehow my answer isn't just somehow.
You just had epi.
My answer isn't just yeah. I live out like half hour out, 30 miles out. It's like oh yeah, I live with my dad.
Live with your dad. You're 30 miles out and you live at home.
So that was a good opening. Like,
but at least Rodriguez and I discussed this a little earlier. Live with my dad sounds a lot better than either live with home or live with my mom.
Yeah.
Like, live with my mom, I might as well finish the sentence and still breastfeed.
Yeah. I phrased it well, I think.
Yeah. Live with my dad's okay. So you pull that off.
She didn't walk out immediately.
Yeah. It's just like, well,
yeah,
see no reason
polite
to continue this. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if she didn't walk out right there, I don't know what she
as
wanted.
As a woman, if you're trying, you know, you're finishing that with, because my dad has emphysema and needs someone to help around the house.
He has cystic fibrosis, and I have to bang on his back to get him to cough up his junk.
I don't know. I guess she was interested enough to push through that, but it's a good low point to start from. You know, things can only get better.
Did they? How did it progress?
Well, I mean, we didn't go to Rodriguez's show at night
because
we were still talking.
Sorry, I was working during
like,
that.
Sure.
I want to say we met for beers, and she ordered like
on your tab. Continue.
Yeah, I paid.
That's
no,
not a good sign. Then I'm going to salvage this night by getting me a lobster.
I don't know. She didn't get any food.
He was a fucking troglodyte, but.
Well, yes, it does happen.
Yeah. At least.
But no, I've had that happen to me.
I mentioned the bisque.
Yeah. They'll get, if they're a girl like that, they'll get like the like really expensive bottle of wine or something. Let's get a bottle of wine. You know, that's when they're really gassed.
Let's not open it.
I'll just take this home as a memory, as a reminder of this wonderful date.
Nah, bye. She was just getting beers. Like, no, she was just like, oh, we're going to order another round because I'm sticking around, you know? And like, we did like three rounds. So.
I did that once with a girl.
Yeah.
Didn't end well.
No.
No. Thought it was a good sign. She even insisted on paying for some of the drinks. Some of my drinks.
That might not have been a good sign.
No.
I can see the going Dutch. That's all right.
She was part Dutch.
Did she wear the wooden shoes?
Yes.
I think if she insists on paying, then yeah, that's not good. This girl insists on paying. Well, no, I paid like all the rounds, and then we went to another place after that, and she paid for that. But that's normal.
Yeah, I think that's okay too. Or if she insists on paying like her part, at least for her part of it, you know, that's still okay. But if
I'll tell you if you want to hear about this. Okay, this was, I was out somewhere. She was drunk all over my stuff, practically like molesting me, like checking my prostate, smacking my ass and stuff. So she gives me her number a couple days later.
She's just checking to see if your liver was whole.
Yeah. A couple days later, shoot her a text. And the reply was, sorry I made such a drunken ass of myself last night. Which, that's good for you. Because you want to feel that, like, displaying interest displayed in you means someone's a drunken ass.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if Rich hooks up with a girl, he wants the next day to hear, sorry, I'm such a drunken whore. I'd never do that. I'd usually sleep with good guys.
But the fear is, as a woman, if a guy is like, oh, well, she was really slutty.
Yeah.
Because there's this definite fear of being slutty if you're just doing what you want to do, which is a total fucking double standard.
As if it's
that
a bad
pisses
thing
me
to
off.
Be slutty.
Men think it's
Could
a bad
be
thing.
Better.
Yeah, they
Women just
around,
need
it's
to
great.
Be turbo whores and be cool with it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's why
well,
Frank
a lot of
good.
Us are. A lot of women are.
Yeah.
A lot of women are, but a lot of guys judge them on that, which is such a double standard.
No,
maybe you find gentlemen
guys,
do not.
I think it's women judging themselves.
Well, there's
here,
that too.
Here, and I apply this number to both men and women. If you're under 10 partners, like, you're a virgin as far as I'm concerned. Chick tells me she's under 20 partners, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing's too...
Oh, 20's a lot. Well, you got to specify the age. I mean, it depends what age you're at.
Okay.
16?
Yeah. 16, yeah.
Yeah, I wake her up from nap time. She's like, I've had 40? No. I want to say my age, like 28. 28 and under 20, or I'm 29. God, I'm so ready for the coffin.
I'm an old man.
Yeah. Rodriguez, so far, nothing too crazy coming out of my mouth.
No.
And I would say between 20 and 30, my eyebrow goes up. But I'm not considering you like a turbo whore.
Mm-hmm.
30 partners at age
28? 29, yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, no. My eyebrow's up.
30.
The whore
30
eyebrow is up.
30, like, they've had sex with 30 guys.
Yeah, actual. Yeah.
That's like
dick in badge.
Punchline, I mean.
No, she blew 37
right,
guys.
Right.
She
which
had
means,
sex
which means,
with
yeah, right.
three, if I recall the movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. See, that's nuts. You shouldn't have been blown.
I would just
like,
say, like, okay, if Rodriguez was like, I've banged 17 guys, that I wouldn't think anything of it. I'd be like,
really?
that's par for the
like
course.
A lot to me. 17 at 28?
That's just because you're a virgin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's not a lot for anybody who's
I think
just,
it comes down to, like, yeah, like, it's whether or not it's more than you or less. You know, like,
nah, I don't judge on that. Uh-huh. I really have set numbers. In past 40, like, you've been molested or raped. Like, I can almost guarantee it. No, I'm serious. I mean, like, it really is, like, I've talked to so many people. It's if you're past 30, either, like, horrible daddy issues or raped or molested, and then past 50, it's straight up.
What about 43, but 10 of those were rapes?
I like. Mrs. Papa Georgia, that's what. And then past 50, you were molested. Like, by a family member, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is my...
It's got actual numbers on it.
Oh, no, it, very much, yeah. The only chicks I know who have ever cracked triple digits were, like, raped by family.
But you got to correct for every girl's lying, like, undercutting it, right? Like, every girl...
But I don't think anyone's undercutting by, like, 20. They might undercut by, like, 2 or 3.
And you shouldn't be asking numbers. I mean, honestly, you should not be asking numbers. You really? Can get an idea.
I wish I had. Sometimes I wish I had.
Oh, I always just throw it out there because I don't think mine's that gross. I'll throw it out there. I've got an illustrious 14.
I think the scariest thing in my life is this girl, like, in France was like, she was like, oh, yeah, don't use a condom, don't worry, birth control. And then, like, then she's like, afterwards, lying to me, yeah, I pretty much get laid anytime I want. Like, every different, like, whenever I'm horny, I'll just call one of the guys I know. And I have several guys I can bang. I'm just like,
Oh, yeah. I love it
that
when you're
like a disclaimer.
I love it when you're with a chick that you know is juggling, and she's like, "Well, we don't have to use a condom, but you're the only one that I'm cool with no condom." With. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think asking numbers is cool.
I don't do it.
I know,
in
some cases, it is too license. Bad.
I really try not to do it in some kind of blunt. You're a whore if you answer the wrong way. Like if you,
yeah.
I try to wait until you're kind of like into the person, so you give a shit. It's not a conversation starter for me. I'm just saying, like after a while, like I would freak out if I was with some chick who had like 80 guys or something like that. I'd be a little.
That's
weird
why
about.
You shouldn't ask. You shouldn't ask because
no,
if
that's
you
why
like
you
her,
should
you
ask,
like, no.
And then you bail the fuck out. You're like, oh, 80. I gotta buy some cigarettes.
Yeah, but if you like her. You know, what does it matter?
You can kind of tell anyway,
well,
right?
Well, I no.
You can kind of tell.
No.
I mean, you can tell if it's like, you can tell if it's like under like a handful. You can tell if she's like
nah. You can be very thrown a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can be a surprise.
Yeah.
It can definitely be a surprise.
I don't know. Because to me, like if you've crossed a certain point, it says to me like you've got real deep-seated issues. Like, if male or female, I'm not going to say that some guy who's banged 50 chicks is, like, some goddamn hero. Because he's yeah. obviously, like, compensating
no,
for something.
No, because he's a slut.
Yeah.
He's jealous.
He's just as fucked. Nah, man.
He's jealous of me.
Nah.
I mean, my like 50 when I was little, I used to emulate that because my dad was a fucking sailor in the 60s and 70s. And my
oh.
dad had porked, like, hundreds of
oh,
chicks.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? He was a goddamn sailor in the 60s
yeah.
and 70s.
It was a different
what do you
time.
Want? That was like shaking hands. Like, I don't have to fuck as many chicks as my old man fucked to be a dude. No one, you know, Mick Jagger, that's my dad's company. That's about it. Like, that kind of shit. Like normal human beings don't have as much sex as my dad. I ain't going to live up to that.
But this is what I was talking about, the double standard, because, you know, for guys, it's...
No, you know, it's gross. And again, I judge a guy the same way. Like, if you okay. banged 20-something girls, you know, you're kind of a Mac, good for you. And then past 30 is a little like, what's...
See, every once in a while, you're surprisingly respectable, Papa Bear.
I slip up.
Aww.
I slip up. No. Some guy bangs around a lot because anyone can fuck. I'm sorry, it's not that hard. Like, if I wanted to, I could have a head count. Like,
I would beg to differ with that.
No, I mean, like, if I wanted to be just a turbo whore about it, I could. I don't think I could be triple digits, but I could easily be like
yeah,
60s, 70s. Yeah. I mean, like.
60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Well, it's that fine, fine body you got.
Did she just fart as she said that?
No, I didn't fart.
Okay.
It's the chair.
I want that to be the show's catchphrase. I want that on t-shirts. Nah, I didn't fart. I don't know why that made me laugh. But yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think you should ask numbers, though. I think you can judge.
Hey, Rodriguez.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, yeah, come on.
I'm not telling, and you guys can...
This is
how
context.
You should do it.
This
you should start
context.
To infer, because I've actually told you guys a lot about me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can infer a number from that.
I think Rodriguez is pretty goddamn low.
Really?
Yeah, because she said she used to be chunky.
I don't think so.
And
so
I.
What?
I got more action when I was 190 pounds.
Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, if you want to throw it around.
I'm not like that. It wasn't like I'm please love me because
you're
I'm
like,
fat.
You're like
yeah.
31. You're 31? You're 30? I don't know how old
Keep
you are.
Keep guessing. I know.
32? No.
Wait, how old am I? Yeah, I'm 32.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I'm an old man.
I'm gonna guess. Two, three, ten per year. I'm gonna guess like 25.
Do some math.
I'd peg her at like 12, something like 12? That. Yeah. Who's closer?
I'm
24.
To be honest, I do not have the number off the top of my head. I will.
Oh, that means
I
it's
will
high.
Stop,
that means it's high.
I will stop and count. No, it just means I have a really bad memory.
Huh.
I will stop and count. But no, I'm not telling either of you. Anyway,
I'm not even.
So,
okay.
Sorry.
I'm not even
flat out
digits.
Not telling you.
What's that?
I'm not even in double digits, I don't think.
Huh. For blowjobs, I'm kind of a slut.
I didn't know that's what we were talking about.
No. I'm talking straight up P and V.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, for BJs, I'm a little... PJ's a little higher. There have definitely been many nights where it's like, I don't want this to go any further, but I kind of do.
And yeah, I guess my BJ number would be higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also enjoy that.
37.
So.
37.
Do you really? Gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to stop by a jewelry store on the way out.
Yeah.
I like white gold. Platinum, okay, too.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Nice. Well, we've done a goodly show right here. It's 50 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Do you want to do your band story?
There's not much of a story.
You're right.
You've already told your story. Yeah, this week was not much of a story. It was a straight in and out.
Really?
Yeah. That was it. I showed up, we fucked, and I'm gone.
Yeah. Done.
Can't get off that topic.
It's on our minds.
No, it was really straightforward this week, which was actually pretty awesome, and we played with a decent band, and the Sound of Machines. It was Aubrio and the Sound of Machines and a couple other bands.
That's a good
I don't...
band name. Sound of Machines.
Yeah, it, and
you know
they,
a better
they're
name?
Pretty good.
What? Curse These Metal Hands. Another Peep Show reference.
I like Sound of Machines. That's a good.
It is a good band name. Their music. I listen to an album. It gets pretty samey and a little repetitive. But
like
it's
Machines.
It's, not quite, but it's all
they
right.
Really
it's
do sound
ambient.
Like the shitty Beatles.
So it's not just a clever name.
They're not really rocking, which is not so much my thing.
Are they rocking like docking? That's the best fucking thing ever. R O K K E N with an umlaut in the mix. All right, fuck it. We could, what? No love for Dawkins here?
I'm more of a Ronnie James Dio kind of girl.
Poor Dio. Poor Dio. That's not the right clip, goddammit. There we go. Surf Rider outro bed. Artie, you have to wait. All right, folks. You've once again been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Rodriguez.
Yep.
And Richard. Say something. Come on.
I died.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't fart.
There we go. There's our little keeper. So if you want to listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show in papasbasement.com. Look up Papa's Basement on iTunes. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great show.
Yeah.
Great show. Great guest tomorrow. Have a glass of
you know what's
wine,
really sad?
Home.
Like, I feel like Michael Scott at that end of the one episode where they have their little Olympics and they put him on the podium and they get, yeah, and they start applauding him and he's actually into it and starts crying. Like, I'm kind of like that. I'm a little choked up, guys. Thank you.
And you had to make it a reference to The Office.
Yeah, the good one. Mm. Right, I can't believe you let that one slide.
The good one.
You've got your nose so far up Jaravis's ass. All right, folks. Again, in Papa's Basement. We are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.